Beetle Trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
The views and opinions expressed on KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. This is coming out of Germany. The nations in Europe are having to decide whether to have dialogue and trade with the nations of the world, or to trade with America and America's globalist hegemonic objectives. There's a conflict. This is the NATO European member leader, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. This is what he's saying. Now, I've talked to you about Emmanuel Macron. He has been trying to gently distance himself from America's grip. But he's being pressured. So he's waffling back and forth. We're not going to support Ukraine. We're going to support America's military operation in Ukraine. We're not one day, we are the next. Britain hasn't fudged. Britain is in it to the death. They will support, do everything possible to continue the conflict with Russia in Ukraine. Scholz says this. He's a warning. The European Union needs to change. Europe must turn to the world. The world is increasingly becoming multipolar, and Europe should look for more global cooperation on equal terms. Those who are nostalgic for the dream of a European world power, those who serve national superpower fantasies, are stuck in the past. So he's not so sure that the globalist plans of America are going to be successful, or they're going to obtain their objectives. He's beginning to waffle. And the United States has been trying to find a way. Nuclear missiles in Ukraine. We can't do it because Russia won't allow it. Well, guess who's going to do it? This is out of Politico. Officials in the administration of U.S. imposter President Joe Biden are breathing a quiet sigh of relief over the presumed decision by the United Kingdom to send long-range missiles to Ukraine, a step that Washington itself is unwilling to take. For the U.S., nations of the world are already have already turned on the United States. The United States is trying to avoid demonizing itself even more by continuing to show its true colors of pushing for war in Ukraine, pushing for war with Russia. These long-range missiles, if fired, would see Russia retaliating with immediate nuclear strikes. Russia has already made it clear that they will retaliate with these EMF weapons to take out electrical infrastructure. They've done it already. They'll do it again. Then you have United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He says there's a little chance that Ukraine and Russia will sit at the negotiation table soon. Both countries still believe, the reason they wouldn't is because both countries still believe they can achieve goals militarily. That's impossible. They can't. They won't. Ukraine is no, there's no way Ukraine would defeat Russia. Then the European Union foreign policy chief, the reason I'm bringing these articles to you is because you're not, what is really happening isn't being presented to you by the mainstream media. European Union Joseph Borrell admitted, "I know how to end the war immediately." He's telling you how to do it. Here's the key. Stop providing military aid to Ukraine, and it will have to surrender in a few days. That's it. The war is over. Don't support Ukraine. The war ends. But then he comes back and he says, well, I'm going to finish what he had to say when we get back. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Present Truth Sector.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hey Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
All right, continuing. So, Joseph Borrell admits, you stop funding Ukraine, the war is over. Then he says, to appease the warmongers of America, he says, those who say, I want peace, and the best thing to achieve, the best way to achieve it is for the Europeans to cease helping Ukraine. Frankly, I do not know what world they live in. So he tells you how to win the war, to end the war. Then he's telling you, what world are you living in? That's what they do. That's what they do. And we're going to talk about the election in just a few minutes, but you better stay put. Because you see, the Democrats don't have anyone that has a momentum that Donald Trump has. Oh, I know. I know, hate Donald, dislike him, agree with him. The fact is, he is hitting the ball with every meeting. He's hitting the ball out of the park. Disagree with him, don't disagree with him. Yes, I think he was deceived by the pharmaceutical companies into believing that they would make and put together a vaccination that would not harm people. He was deceived. They lied to him. I presented the documentation on the program a month ago or longer that he had signed agreements with Pfizer. They guaranteed in writing, promises in writing, that the vaccinations would not harm people. Donald was deceived. And you can agree with me, disagree with me, it's okay. The fact is the fact. Donald Trump is still the legal president of the United States of America. He is the legal president. He won the election. More and more proof is coming out all the time. And more people are realizing that it is not Joe Biden running the Oval Office. They think it is someone else. Who? The Phantom of the Opera. But in reality, it has to be Barack Obama. And we're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to continue with these articles out of the Ukraine debacle first. Once I finish, then we'll go to them, to the political world. As I move into this next segment, I've been discussing with you that Israel is going to, go to war. Israel has to go to war with the enemies surrounding the nation, the terrorist groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, blah, 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 and all the others. There are so many different terrorist groups I don't have time to mention them all. ISIS, ISIL, etc. The fact is, they are there. Israel is not, in this coming battle, will not back down. And I've told you before, Benjamin Netanyahu, there is a CIA operation in Israel to discredit him, to protest. The protests in Israel, about the protests that are taking place, calling for Netanyahu to resign, causing havoc, chaos, are funded by American corporations, agencies, government. It's another attempted throw of the nation of Israel, removing Benjamin Netanyahu. Of all the, in the last 20 years, the America's greatest enemy to its objectives in the Middle East has been Benjamin Netanyahu. And Benjamin Netanyahu knows it. This is why he hasn't been invited to the White House and congratulated for winning his last election. They won't do it. This administration literally, truly is anti-Semitic. Obama was, Biden is, Clinton was, all of them. And the Jewish people, you can agree, disagree, they will fund you, they will speak kindly about the Jewish people, about Israel, but Israel is the enemy. The nation of Israel and this present prime minister of Israel is the enemy of empire, enemy of the globalist world, because we will not be able, or the globalists will be unsuccessful in their objectives, one of which is to occupy one of the Mediterranean nations, basically Israel or Syria, because it will have to be a land base for the coming occupation of the United States in the Middle East. And Syria has always been the objective, but actually the better, a better location will be Israel. At this point, America is beginning to realize that if you get rid of or put in the right people that are tender to America's objectives, America can realize what she has been wanting, or be able to accomplish her objectives. Syria would be great. Israel would be better. And Benjamin Netanyahu is now the Rock of Gibraltar in the way. Israel is going to go to war. Israel is going to be victorious in the war against the terrorist neighbors. This is out of yesterday, RT News, RussiaToday.com. Israel's bombing campaign against Palestinian militants in Gaza is not over. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated on Wednesday. He denied reports about an Egyptian brokered ceasefire. He says, the campaign is not yet over. We will get through this together. We will win together. And he said, Israel is at the height of the battle against Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is a based militant group in the Gaza. Netanyahu's statement came after Egyptian media reported that Cairo had managed to broker a ceasefire on Wednesday. Netanyahu denies it. Now, according to the IDF, 470 rockets were fired from Gaza Wednesday night at Israeli cities. But it added that 173 rockets were intercepted by Israeli air defenses, and 107 fell into Gaza without reaching Israeli territory. On Tuesday, Israel began striking what it said were sites linked to militants, including weapons manufacturing plants and compounds. The goal of the raids, dubbed Operation Shield and Arrow, was to take out three senior commanders responsible for past rocket attacks on Israel, the IDF said. So, Benjamin Netanyahu, he's getting ready. And for those that really want to know what the Bible has to say about it, go to Psalm chapter 83. Psalm 83 is talking about the nations that surround Israel presently, once Israel becomes a nation once again, and the terrorist hate groups in those nations, and the center, the brain center, is Damascus, and Israel is going to destroy Damascus, flatten it. The only thing that'll, the sheep herders. Now you have commerce, you have nightclubs. At some point in the near future, you're going to have nothing but rolling hills where the shepherds will go with their goats. But Israel is going to take out Damascus and all the terrorist groups in Lebanon, Jordan, the Gaza Strip, down in the western area of Saudi Arabia, Israel is going to take them out. I'm giving you, telling you what the Bible says is going to happen. We'll see if I'm correct. I say it's going to happen very shortly, and Benjamin Netanyahu is the individual who is in the position to do it. He has the resolve. He will do it. And he has many, many Jewish, his nation is beginning to agree with him. They're beginning to flow with him in spite of America's attempts to overthrow him. Another thing that has America disturbed is that Saudi Arabia and Syria are now ready to resume diplomatic diplomacy after 10 years of a freeze between these two areas. Saudi Arabia and Syria have resumed the work of diplomatic missions, been more than a decade after Riyadh cut ties over the Syrian government's brutal handling of its civil war. Hey, civil war, regardless, is brutal. Our civil war was brutal. We don't see everything that's really happening. We don't see why there's civil war. In that nation, there are the militants funded by the United States that are trying to overthrow Bashar Assad. That's why there is civil war. And this is what they're trying to create in Israel. Again, CIA money. So we're getting to see the whole picture. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia decided to resume the work of its diplomatic mission in the Syrian Arab Republic. Syria was readmitted into the Arab League despite objections by the United States to end the isolation of a regime that it holds accountable for the death of more than 300,000 civilians. How many did the United States, how many deaths were we responsible for? Damascus also announced the decision to resume work of its diplomatic mission in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Based on the deep bonds and common affiliation of the peoples of the Syrian Arab Republic and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and in confirmation of both communities' wills, and based on the Syrian Arab Republic believes in the importance of strengthening bilateral relations between Arab countries to serve joint Arab action. Syria's readmission into the Arab League, while symbolic, comes with the hope that it could pave the way for President Bashar al-Assad's rehabilitation internationally and potentially the removal of crippling sanctions against this regime. Things are happening in the Middle East that we're not paying attention to. Helping to negotiate a deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia, that's huge. It's massive, big, important. It's really, internationally, it's unheard of. China has never done this type of negotiating. It's always been America. America puts her allies together or keeps allies or enemies at war. But China, what they have just done is causing American this administration to worry. 1360, well, no, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later.
Then we'll go to another article, and this article, I'll give you an overview while I'm thinking of it. The United States does not want the Arab nations to unite, because if they do, when the United States makes its move into the Middle East, which it will have to. This is an objective of Barry Satoru or Barack Obama. And this has always been the objective. It was somewhat possible during the time that Barry was in office. His objective was to move troops massively into Syria to take out Bashar Assad. We own one-third, we occupy one-third of Syria, the United States government. You didn't know that. Now you do. This is why we are still trying to overthrow the Assad regime. This is why America doesn't want Assad and the Syrian government to reunite with the Arab brothers. The family. Because we did everything possible to cause a conflict between Saudi Arabia and Syria. We were successful. It was part of the plan. But now, because of China's involvement, the nations in the Middle East have some a powerful nation, actually a group, a duo, Russia and China, to come to their aid, to come and assist them. They are. Saudi Arabia is cutting off oil production that reaches the Western world. That oil production is now going to China. It is going elsewhere. It's not coming to the United States. At the same time, the Arab nations have leaned already. They're not leaning. They've made the decision to go with a multipolar world system. They're not leaning that direction. They have actually made the decision and are acting upon that decision. Trading with China, trading with Russia, trading with other nations, and excluding as much as possible the European nations and empire. And it's working. America, the globalists of America, the Luciferian Illuminati, occult groups of the West, have realized that they're not going to control the whole world. They're only going to control the Antichrist nations, America, Canada, and I've been looking most likely to a great degree Mexico. Antichrist won't invade Mexico. It's just nothing but a big, from east to west, nothing but just valleys and mountains, and there's nothing flat. You have to do everything from the air. There's no sense in wasting your time with Mexico. But Canada, we want the resources. Antichrist will have access to all those resources in Canada during his time in occupation of this country. That time is coming. This coming election, as you're watching it, Donald Trump is going to continue to gain more and more momentum. The more momentum he gains, and the more that even the Democrats in the Democrat Party, they're seeing this catastrophe take place in this country, they're going to lean more toward somebody who is actually more conservative, and that individual is Donald Trump. Well, they're not going to be able to sit and do nothing. Now, going back to jump, I'm going to jump the ocean back to the Middle East. You have Iran and Saudi Arabia getting together. Saudi Arabia and Syria beginning to unite. These nations that at one time were, you know, clans and tribes that were divided are actually realizing a common enemy, America, through the control mechanisms of America. Petrodollar, sanctions, trade, many things, and they're tired of it. All of the controlling mechanism that the United States has had, the World Bank, Bank of International Settlements, all of the World Trade Organization, the Davos, World Economic Forum, these are Western mechanisms of control, and the world is tired of it, collectively. Probably 65-70% of the world, the nations of the world, are abandoning this control system. They haven't had a way to do it until Russia and China have come to their rescue and have been able to give these nations an alternative to the World Bank, to the petrodollar, to offer the world to trade with their own currencies, and the nations of the world, they truly, we may not in this country, I know that in the world of Washington, D.C., the people that have controlled and been put in positions of power, they're very disturbed that the other nations are drifting away from our control system. Because what that means is, as they drift away, America becomes less significant. And that's what these people in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, the Congress, the cabinet of the president, the corporations of America, this is what they don't want. We've had, America has had a, basically, we've run the table, like in Las Vegas. We're house rules. The house always wins. Well, all of a sudden, you have sitting at the table some other players that have found a way to beat the house. And they're doing it. This has the politicians and the American military. It has the control, every part of the continuity of government worried. So we'll be back.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Let me know.
Boy, the world is bizarre. We live in a bizarre, bizarre world. So the nations of the world have said no. Just say no to drugs. Just say no to American drugs. Say no to American culture. Say no to the woke movement. Say no to transgender objectives, policies, madness. Say no to empire. This is what the world is doing. They're just saying they're taking the old ad campaign during the Reagan administration, just say no to drugs. They're saying no to drugs. In fact, what they're doing, the drugs that they're creating, they're sending to America. Why? Because we are a drug-consuming nation. We like drugs. Drugs, good. Drugs, good. Work, bad. Live on the street, take drugs. Get a check from the government once a month. Take drugs. Buy more drugs. Get free drugs. And we have become, we are soon to become, we are becoming a third world blink hole. Beep hole, I guess you would call it. Now, so in the Middle East, these nations have agreed to distance themselves from the new Luciferian Illuminati satanic globalist West. The Asian nations, ancestors, all of the ancestors in the Asian nations, the same. All of the cousins in South America, starting below the Mexican-American border and south to the bottom of Argentina, Chile, they're saying no to empire too. Just say no. I was going to say, as I was thinking during the break, Charles, you know, it's too bad. King Charles is a day late and $1 million short. He comes to the party to be crowned the king. And he's not going to rule the world. He's going to push his globalist agenda for the globalists, the green movement, climate change. But really, all that's about, and Charles knows it, he's going to be happy. And he wants to keep track of the millions of people that his plan is going to dispense of. That's all he cares about. That's all these people care about. Death. They thrive on death. They thrive on evil. And the world is beginning to see and understand who these people are. You can't hide the truth forever. Then I do have an article out of the news, antiwar.com. The House, our House here, Republican and Democrat, they want to slam this matter of Syria becoming a member once again and being received back into the Arab League. They say that readmitting Assad to the Arab League is a grave strategic mistake that will embolden Assad. Listen, Assad is going to live through all this. When Israel destroys Damascus and invades Syria and removes the terrorists, if I'm correct on what the Bible says, Assad and the princes and his children of Syria, Israel isn't going to destroy them. Israel will take them captive. They will surrender. I don't believe Assad and his immediate family will flee. That Arab terrorists that are leading the terrorist groups, they'll run away because they're cowards. They'll run. They'll get out of Lebanon. They'll get out of Jordan. They'll leave Gaza. They'll let the rest of the Palestinian or Arab people die. But those cowards will run. Assad is going to stay put. I think the same with Hussein in, is it Hussein? The king of Jordan, I think they'll stay put. They'll go down with the ship, so to speak. Israel is going to take them captive. And Israel is going to, the nations are going to scream about Israel invading those countries, but they're going to scream even louder because Israel is going to keep and put these people will be captive. They will be prisoners. That is what's going to infuriate the nations of the world. Not that Israel has been victorious in taking out the terrorists. Actually, for the Arab world, once Israel takes out Hamas, Hezbollah, al-Nusra, all of these groups, the Arab world, to a great degree, is going to be relieved. At least the sensible ones in the Arab nations, in Saudi Arabia, in all the other nations. They'll be relieved to some degree. So that's what's coming. Now, I'm going to come back to this side of the ocean, to the West, the coming elections. Donald Trump is gaining momentum. There is no one, the Democrat Party, they are aware that no one in that party, no one on the horizon is going to be effective against Donald Trump. I'll hold that thought. We'll take 3 minutes on the other side of the break. I'll explain myself. The present truth.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kid's awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kid's college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, and you look forward to going to work every day, come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
On the Democrat ticket, there isn't anyone. Oh, I know people are thinking Michelle Obama. She could run for president. No. No, she doesn't have the... She doesn't have the charisma. All she has is the legacy, the name of her lover, Barack. Michael doesn't have a chance. Michael won't run. They won't let Michael run for president. Then you have nobody else. Hillary, forget it. They like to always throw this thought that Hillary come back. No, no. Hillary is, she's not well. She's not well physically. She's not well psychologically. She's not well in any way. Then you have on the Republican side, you have the possibilities. Ron DeSantis, no, his dreams have faded away. Candace Owens possibly running as his as a running co-runner. Candace out. Really, the only alternative that the Democrats have is to change the Constitution, destroy the Constitution, bring in their choice, the individual that they're the most fond of, which would be Barack Obama. That's the only choice the Democrats have. Don't think they can't do it. Don't think they don't have the power. They do. And the Republicans, Republican Party, no such thing. It's a Republican / parentheses, quote, Democrat Party in hiding. There will be no Republican candidate. As much as the American people would like to see Donald Trump resume in that office, it won't happen. Donald Trump, legally, constitutionally, is still the president. He's in his second term, but he's just not in the White House. An imposter is there. The country is being run by outside forces, hidden in this country, not just an individual, but agencies, CIA, intelligence agencies, senior executive service, all of the agencies affiliated with the continuity of government. Even Donald Trump, worse than a nuclear disaster, they have pretty much neutralized everything that Donald had done during the time of his 4 years when he was actually able to change things. Since that time, this nation has come under judgments of God. We are not a blessed nation. We are a cursed nation. The American people are suffering because of the curses brought upon this society by Joe Biden and the witchcraft that he's been involved in, with the witchcraft of the Pelosi's. That whole group, they're all the same. And Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. America is cursed because we have allowed these leaders to bring the curses upon us because of their secret society, stolen bones, Illuminati, Luciferian people in power. Well, don't be disturbed. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't you worry. Don't fret. Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. Choose from thousands of easy-to-haul carry-out sized trees, including 3-year-old 7 to 8-foot tall Autumn Blaze maple trees, now only $139.99. 6 to 8-foot golden weeping willow trees, now only $127.46. And 6 to 8-foot greenspire linden trees, now only $119.99. Now through Mother's Day. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.